Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
What's up, you two? Drill Sergeant here. And, you know, I find it funny. I always hear people asking, how could regular Germans go along with the Holocaust? As if it's a big secret. As if it is some sort of great mystery. It's not a mystery. You make it illegal to exist. You criminalize survival. And then you tell everyone that helping these criminals is an obstruction of justice. That's it. That's the whole trick. They did it with slavery. If you were caught aiding and abetting a slave, doing the right thing, and later on Jim Crow, segregation, sharecropping. You criminalize someone's existence, and anyone who helps them is considered aiding and abetting the criminal. The Nazis didn't start with gas chambers. They started by making compassion a crime. They started by arresting the people who dared to see human beings where the state saw only threats. And today, today in America, a judge gets arrested in Milwaukee, not for stealing, not for murder, not for violence, not for any betrayal of her oath to protect and defend. She's arrested because allegedly she refused to hand over a human being to the gears of the deportation machine, but more importantly, without a warrant. Yeah, these people came without warrants to an office of adjudication, where you're going to find out if someone is guilty or not guilty of the exact crime that you're already going to deport them for. She was upholding the law.
And right as I was recording this, it turns out that the Supreme Court of Wisconsin has now suspended Judge Hannah Dugan for obeying her oath to uphold and interpret the law. This matters.
I mean, one second, one single second, one heartbeat of resistance, and they move to destroy her. And the supposedly open-minded, the good-hearted, the ones who would swear up and down that they'd have hidden Anne Frank, they rush to defend it. She broke the law, is what you hear them tell you. As if that means anything. Slavery, again, was legal. Japanese internment was legal. Segregation was legal. Legality is not morality, YouTube. Political drain operatives, special ops out there, the anti-Karens out there. You should know legality is not morality. It has never been. If the law demands cruelty, then the law is a crime. If compassion is a crime, then your obedience is collaboration. Period. That means you're not innocent. You who claim legality and breaking the law, which she wasn't, you're not watching history repeat itself. You're participating in it right now. Stop pretending that you're not. Just say the thing. Say the thing, all right? You've seen the title. You've already seen the headlines. There's no need to rehash much more than you already know. But there are two cases of fascist bullshit floating around. And I've seen some people conflating the two. So let's set the record straight. Judge Hannah Dugan of Milwaukee allegedly let a man walk out a different door. Eduardo Flores Ruiz, a Mexican immigrant who wanted due process without being snatched up by ICE. That's it. He didn't want to be snatched up by ICE agents that had been damn near spawn camping the federal courts. No violence, no weapons. And for that, for daring to treat him like a human being instead of a threat, Judge Dugan was arrested after they chased that man down from that different door. So don't act like he just got away. All right. But here's the second case. A former judge from New Mexico, Joel Cano, and his wife allegedly allowed a Venezuelan migrant, Christian Ortega Lopez, to stay on their property. The government's claim? Ortega Lopez might have ties to the Tren de Aragua gang, based largely on tattoos and nationality. And we know how that's working out. I got another video about that. I got you, TikTok. There's another fat folk coming. Anyway, what was this guy's charge? It wasn't gang violence. It wasn't murder. It was that Ortega Lopez, as an undocumented migrant, possessed a firearm lent to them by the couple's daughter. And that's illegal by itself. No shots fired. No proven crimes. So much for the gun rights, guys, right? You fascist fucks. Huh? He was the wrong person holding the wrong object in the wrong country. That's it. And because of that, anyone who helped him, anyone who treated him like more than a walking threat, became a criminal too. This isn't about public safety. It never was. It's not even only about due process, to be honest with you, which it should be about, by the way. It's primarily about criminalizing identity, about making existence itself a felony, and punishing anyone who refuses to collaborate with that. Whether it's a man with no papers or a man with the wrong tattoos, the machine needs you to believe they're dangerous. Simply by just being alive, by just being. And once you believe that, mercy becomes betrayal. Compassion becomes treason. And you start cheering like seals when your neighbors are dragged away, never to be seen again. This isn't a mistake, people. This isn't a few bad actors going too far. This is how the system was designed to behave. And it has been behaving like this for a very long time. You want to know how ordinary people justified atrocities? It always starts the same way. Step one, choose a group. Step two, declare their existence a threat. Step three, make survival itself a crime. Step four, punish anyone who refuses to be a part of the violence. In Nazi Germany, it was the Jews, Romani people, disabled people, queer people, first criminalized by their very being. Helping them wasn't seen as kindness. It was called obstruction of justice, aiding fugitives, undermining the security of the state. Sound familiar? Back to Jim Crow. We had vagrancy laws, loitering laws, possessing weapons while black. Sound familiar? Arrested not for doing, but for being. In apartheid South Africa, when whole communities made illegal by geography, by ancestry, and every time, every single time, the collaborators said the same thing. We're just enforcing the law. We're just maintaining order. They broke the rules. Law was never neutral, people. Law was never sacred. Law is and always been a weapon forged by whoever controls the forge. And right now, the same process is unfolding in front of our eyes, in front of your eyes. You see, the law is a machine built by whoever holds the power to protect their interests, their fears, their vision of who deserves to exist and who doesn't. All men were created equal and everybody should be able to vote if they're white men landowners. Women weren't. You can make anything seem legal. You can make it legal to rip children from their mothers. You can make it legal to shoot someone for crossing an invisible line on a map. You can make it legal to arrest a person for refusing to betray another living being. Legal means nothing without asking who wrote it, who benefits, and who suffers. Those are the questions when we talk about justice as opposed to legality. You're not going to be measured by how well you serve the machine. You'll be measured by whether or not you recognize its hunger and whether you chose to feed it. Every system that ever demanded obedience to cruelty counted on your fear. Every tyranny that ever metastasized counted on your confusion. Every injustice that was ever legalized depended on your silence, our silence. Break it. Break it. Break the silence. Your willing obedience. Break the machine. And if you still wish to comply, I want you to ask yourself right now, what are you protecting? What are you protecting when you obey? Comfort, reputation, fear of being called a criminal by a criminal system? Who benefits from your silence? Who profits from your obedience? When the machine demands your complicity, and when it demands that you turn away, when it demands that you see living beings as threats instead of neighbors, will you obey? Political drain family, and you MAGAs out there, you confused out there, Is it really that bad? Will you obey? Or will you refuse? That's the question. That's the question. Justice. Listen, it's not because you think it'll save you. It's not because you expect a reward, but because some actions are intolerable and some refusals are necessary, no matter the cost. This is not about good intentions or righteousness. This is about where you choose to stand when the system demands cruelty and calls it order. Understand, you're already participating. Every day you live inside the system, you're a part of it. The only question left is whether you'll be a participant by default or resist by choice. No one is innocent, but everyone is responsible. They want you to believe that obedience is safety. They want you to believe that the law is justice. They want you to believe that you have no choice. That's not true. There's always a choice, even if the cost is high. I am an immigrant. I'm a citizen. My cost is high just being on here. And I do it because it matters, because it's right. That's why, even if no one remembers your name, the machine will not stop because you close your eyes. It will not spare you because you kept your head down. It will only grow stronger the longer you feed it. And at some point, keeping your head down will not keep you safe. Every atrocity in history was built out of a small act of obedience, and every collapse into horror was paved by people who said, "It's not my place. It's not my place to resist. I'm comfy. It's not my fight. It's not my problem. I'm hungry." That's true. But it is your problem. You live here. You're already woven into the very fabric of it just by existing, like me. And when the future looks back, it will not ask whether you were comfortable. It will ask whether you resisted, whether you withdrew your consent, whether you chose solidarity over survival. No system, no empire, no machine can survive without collaboration. Fact. Refusal is the only weapon they cannot command. And no, you cannot fix this alone. I can't fix this alone. But you can refuse to be a part of it. You can choose. Now. You can choose now. That's why I'm here. To show you the choice exists, even when it's hard. Safety does not exist, even when your head is down. This is just a small reminder, a PSA. Either you fight or you comply with your own non-existence eventually. Join Political Drain. Join the movement. Fight in your own way. There's other groups out there. Whatever you do, don't stay silent. And don't accept laws without justice. Educate yourself. Educate others. And then come back for more. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission, fund the fight, fund the future, because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on www.groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.